Algonquin Books and Hachette Audio present The Great Escape, a true story of forced labor and immigrant dreams in America, by Saket Soni, read by the author. For my family. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. Jalal al-Din Muhammad Balkhi, Rumi. Prologue. The Call. November 10th, 2006, New Orleans, Louisiana. When my parents called me the night of my 29th birthday, I was lying in wait for a human smuggler. I pried open my phone, barely feeling my fingers from the cold, and sent them to voicemail with a silent apology. I hadn't called home in months. This was regrettable, irresponsible. But they could sit tight for a few more hours. In Delhi, where they were, my birthday had already passed. I was in an unheated car, parked two blocks from the Home Depot on Claiborne on an unlit street I couldn't name. In Central City, street signs were still twisted and torn from the flooding after Hurricane Katrina. My sights were trained on Javier Ruiz. He was across the street, standing next to a one-ton dumpster overflowing with construction debris. I squinted to read his expression, but could see only his outline, stocky and stoic in a zippered hoodie. He had to be freezing. But he remembered my advice and kept his hands in plain view, holding the plastic bag that contained the ransom money for his kidnapped nephew. $2,000, to be handed over after delivery. No nephew, no money. Javier and I were both new in town. I had been working as a labor organizer in New Orleans for 8 months. I met Javier where I met most of the strangers it was my job to help, under a 60-foot-tall monument to Robert E. Lee. The city was still reeling. Katrina had hit 15 months before, in August 2005. The storm surge overwhelmed New Orleans's flood walls, burst through the levees, killed almost 2,000 people, and displaced nearly a million more. Many of the homes left standing were still uninhabitable. Roofs were cracked, walls crumpled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?